On today's Ag Show, we are speaking with the Ag Farmers of Alberta. Their marketing and communications manager, David Webb, joins us on the line right now. So his first question for you, David, with the Ag Farmers of Alberta, what is exactly that kind of all you guys sort of do there?
Yeah, well, I guess in easy terms, what we do is manage the provincial ag industry and represent the more than 160 egg farming families in Alberta. So we manage the supply management system, the quota system for eggs. We manage the on-farm food safety, animal welfare, and environmental programs that we have. We coordinate the egg supply along with the other partners that we have in the industry, whether it's the hatcheries, the pullet growers, or the graders. And the other side is being the public face for the farmers. So you know, we market their products, we market the farmers, talk to consumers. And it's a really unique role for us on the marketing side because we're not promoting any one type of egg. We're not promoting, you know, any supplier. It's just promoting the goodness and nutritional value of the eggs and just want all Albertans to know how good they are for you.
Of course, one of the big sort of challenges the world as a whole has faced over the last year or so has been the COVID-19 pandemic. And I'm curious, has there been any sort of an effect that the pandemic has had on the egg farmers out there?
Yeah, I mean, luckily, early on in the pandemic, there wasn't much impact initially. What we actually saw was on the retail side with more people staying home and eating at home and doing more cooking and baking, there was actually an increase in demand for our product to the point that, in some places they had to limit how many eggs, just like other products people could buy. But our farmers were able to answer that call and provide eggs continuously, so we had very few shortages or outages. But where we saw a huge impact was on the food service side. Obviously, with restaurants shutting down, caterers, hotels, a lot of the demand for the processed product really dried up almost completely. And for every hen that a farmer raises, most of the eggs laid are that grade A, Canadian egg that gets into the retail. But, when a bird is younger, when they're just starting to lay or as they get towards the end of lay, some of the shell quality issues make those eggs grade B or grade C, which means they can go to the process market, but not the into retail in a carton of eggs. And so, it's a natural, part of the supply chain is these industrial product eggs that get used for further processing. And with demand all but drying up across the country, that's where we had to find ways to deal with that. So it was, we were able to increase the supply of a lot of medium and small eggs to food banks to answer the call that they had for more, local nutritious food from their, people who were out of jobs. And we were able to store eggs for a while, but after time, just with the shutdown for 3 months and then each province having their different rollout plans, it took a long time and supply is still not up to where, demand is still not up to where it was pre-COVID, and we don't expect it to return to those levels in food service for a number of years. And so what we've had to do is, ask farmers. Typically, there's a short downtime, between flocks. They have to do all the proper cleaning and disinfecting of the barn, preparing it for the next flock, and it's about a, a two-week downtime minimum. And basically asking farmers as they get towards the end of lay, to depopulate a little bit earlier and to go a little bit longer between flocks, just to, at that time when it's more of the undergrade eggs, it's not the grade A eggs that those hens are producing, just to kind of minimize how much of that is going into the supply chain. Because we're able to store eggs for a certain period of time, but it's a perishable product, right? So it can only be stored for so long. And really for the farmers, it didn't have much impact personally on them because, especially initially, the increase in demand for the retail egg was offset by the decrease on the food service side. So farmers, for them, it was really business as usual. Us at Ag Farmers of Alberta, we went working remotely, having board meetings remotely. I wasn't able to do a lot of the public-facing stuff that we normally did, all the events that we're at, getting out into the public. But we still had to do all of our programs. So it really was, for the most part, business as usual.
Well, a lot of agricultural groups that we've talked to over the last few weeks, whether it be, you know, beef or barley or canola or whatnot, they've mentioned that a lot of sort of the market for the products has been affected over the last couple of years by some different trade deals and whatnot out there. Now, I'm curious, what has the market for eggs been like? You know, has that been affected by trade deals?
We haven't been affected much yet, you know, with the trade deals just coming in. And some of them for the egg industry having up to an 18-year implementation period. But you know, when we look at the CUSMA deal, which is obviously the revamped NAFTA, when we look at the CPTPP, and I'll combine that with the existing WTO, World Trade Organization, requirements in total, once everything is up and running, the new market access will represent about 7% of our total production. So across the country, it will have an impact. We're just not starting to see yet because it's just so newly being rolled in. And what we can hope for our farmers is that over the next number of years, the increase in demand for the product just outpaces that 7%. Otherwise, we will, in time, see a decline for the number of eggs our farmers are able to produce. But certainly, even with growth, what we'll see is slower growth for our farmers, just because as the industry grows, a lot of that growth will be taken up by foreign product.
As we look ahead to sort of the rest of 2021 here, what are some sort of things you see for the year ahead when it comes to the egg farmers of Alberta?
For most of our on-farm stuff, like I said, it's, you know, all of the programs that we administer. You know, we have the mandatory, you know, national programs for food safety, which is our Start Clean, Stay Clean program. We have our animal care program. We still have provincial and national and even third-party auditors getting out onto farms as they regularly would because, you know, whether it's caring for animals or ensuring food safety, you know, the show must go on. So that, and here in Alberta, we have the country's first on-farm environmental program, which is our Producer Environmental Egg Program, or PEEP. And so those programs continue. The big change for us is you know, where we're working. It's a lot more remote meeting and things like that. And the biggest changes are not being able to get out and interact with the public like we normally do, whether it's at major events. So a lot of what we've done is shift to social media. So we encourage people to check out our website at eggs.ab.ca, engage with us on your favorite social media platform. And we're doing a lot more work with third-party influencers, whether it's dietitians, nutritionists, chefs, bloggers, that kind of thing. Partnering with them, you know, just to get all the good messaging out about eggs, you know, being nutritious, being versatile, an affordable protein for the family. And so we're doing the same thing. It's different how we're doing it. But like everybody, we've been forced to adapt, and we do really appreciate the continued support of Albertans for our farmers and for the product that they produce.